This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome to the second hour of your Sunday Spin. Well, joining me now on the show is Mark Paulus. Mark is Executive Director of the Indiana-Illinois-Iowa Foundation for Fair Contracting, and he's also one of the leaders in this ballot drive. There's on the November 8th ballot. It's already going to be there. It's the constitutional amendment we know is going to be there. It was passed by the General Assembly to put before voters. And basically, this is to try to, I guess, put in a lockbox, we know the former vice president used to say in his campaign, but to put in a lockbox transportation money. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rick. Really appreciate you having me here this morning.
Why should voters care about this?
Rick, this has been a problem that's really been around, at least in Illinois, since as far back as the 1930s. We have charged fees, levies, assessments on transportation, from motor fuel taxes to driver's license fees to vehicle registrations, and that money has gone into a dedicated fund, typically known as the road fund, as well as various other funds. Unfortunately, that money has not always been used for transportation.
Well, we've seen in the past, I know, like, the Secretary of State would take an administrative cut. State police, I think, were taking a cut. But it seems like now, even, and you could argue there is a, I guess, highway related connection to that. But now we're seeing the road fund as kind of a supplemental piggy bank for state government.
That's right, Rick. The problem has been that it hasn't just been funding things that have some tangential relationship to transportation. It's been a wholesale diversion of that money. We've had over the last 12 years, roughly $6.8 billion has been diverted from the Illinois Road Fund and used for non-transportation related purposes. As recently as 2015, during the fiscal year budget fix, we swept nearly $500 million out of the road fund for general revenue fund purposes.
And, I mean, and that's across the board. It's GRF, General Revenue Fund, so that means it could go to anything, but it's coming out of the road fund is the issue.
That's exactly right. And when a driver goes to the pump and pays their state and federal motor fuel taxes, when they go and get their driver's license, when they register a vehicle, I mean, they truly believe, through polling, asking, 900 to 1,000 different registered voters out there, they believe that money is going to transportation. So they're quite surprised when they find out that $500 million that could have otherwise been used to, used for one of the multimodal transportation purposes is not being used for that.
Is the road fund just for roads?
No, the road fund is not just for roads. While there is a split between downstate and upstate in terms of percentages, it's also used for public transit as well.
So it's more comprehensive than just your typical roads and bridges thought. It's part of the transportation network.
It sure is. I mean, the group that I'm aligned with for the Safe Roads Amendment, Citizens to Protect Transportation Funding, this group is a broad-based group made up of labor, business, other transportation advocates, highway, road, bridge, rail freight, public transportation, bus, trains, airports, you name it.
And I mean, and this push for the Safe Roads Amendment, I mean, this does represent everybody kind of in industry, because it's important. Illinois being the center of the transportation world, I mean, it's jobs here that are at stake, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, just to give you kind of sort of a sense of the broad transportation network in Illinois, I mean, there's 144,337 miles of highway. There's 67 public transit providers that transport over 400 million riders every single year. There's 26,514 bridges, 113 public use airports, 40 freight railroads, and the second largest railroad network in the country. I mean, the reality of it is we are the transportation hub of this nation.
And without transportation, I mean, but there, we have the jobs issue too, about the fact of the construction jobs, and Illinois has been very neglectful when it comes to its infrastructure.
It sure has. Over the last several years, we've had different studies done by different groups. More recently, we had a study done called the Better Roads Ahead. It was done by the Illinois Economic Policy Institute. They use this in-plan model. It's an economic input-output type of a software. Just looking at the $6.8 billion that was diverted from the road fund, it cost the state of Illinois 4,747 direct construction jobs and a $3.2 billion decline in economic activity due to these diversions.
Because if that money had gone in, work would have been done, salaries would have been paid, that would have gone into the economic activity of the state, and quite frankly, that would help taxes, too. More taxes would get paid as well.
That's exactly right, Rick. And this in-plan model, it's not to say they just looked at the $6.8 billion that was diverted from the road fund. I mean, they take into consideration that money was used for something else. So, that study and that in-plan model does take into consideration that it was spent on other purposes, created other jobs, created taxes in other sectors. But nevertheless, the net loss at the end of the day is massive.
I mean, and so we have this group, this alliance that you're with, the Citizens to Protect Transportation Funding, and I mean it's raised over $1.2 million as a ballot committee to push for this, and I mean this is kind of just the start of the rolling out for the public advocacy process. And when we're going to take a break in just a couple minutes in a minute here, but when we come back, I want to ask you about, how do you sell this? I mean, because, when you look at the ballot initiative, it has to be printed in full. The constitutional amendment has to be printed in full. And it's almost like when you are going to vote on a local school referendum on a bond issue kind of thing, there's a lot of language in there. And sometimes it becomes a little cumbersome. So I want to talk more with Mark Polis. We're going to talk more about the Lockbox Amendment, or as they call it, the Safe Roads Amendment, in just a second. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. We're speaking with Mark Polis. Mark is Executive Director of the Indiana, Illinois, Iowa Foundation for Fair Contracting. And Mark, what is that group, by the way? Just the Fair Contracting Foundation.
Yeah, so our organization, it's a joint labor management organization of the operating engineers, Local 150, which are typically your heavy equipment operating engineers, operating the vast majority of cranes in downtown Chicago, doing the road work, at least in the northern 25 counties of the state of Illinois. My group is made up of half of the management folks that are made up of associations that are members of things like Road Builders and AGC and other of those organizations, and then operating engineers, Local 150.
Yeah, so I mean, and this the group, the overall umbrella group, the Citizens to Protect Transportation Funding, it goes far beyond just union and contractors. I mean, you've got the state chamber of commerce. Todd Mace, he's a co-chair of this group as well. And as I said before the break, constitutional amendments are a bit cumbersome when they go on the ballot. So, I mean, how do you sell this as to how important this is that people should care? One is by labeling it the Safe Roads Amendment, I understand, but what's the education and advocacy process here?
Yeah, Rick. So it's this is like any other campaign. This is a statewide campaign. So it runs north to south, east to west, rural to metropolitan. It's going to require at least a majority of those voting in the election, or 60% of those voting on the question, to vote yes. We are going to have to spend, millions of dollars. We've raised thus far close to $1.5 million for this particular campaign. Folks that would like to learn more about it, we've got a website now, has a lot of information. It's at www.saferoadsamendment.com. They can donate to that particular campaign. But at this point, it's really been a broad-based support of both business, labor, and transportation advocates that have instituted, really bipartisanship within this committee, and are going to be going both on broadcast television, cable television, direct mail, signs in yards, you name it, everything you would do for a campaign, we're going to be doing for this. As you mentioned, it's a constitutional amendment. The problem with that is there's a whole lot of legalese that appears on the ballot, as it often does, and the average voter, if they understood that, would vote yes, I believe. The problem is as you read it, many will say, I'm not sure what to make of it unless they're educated.
And you know, everybody also, because it is a constitutional amendment, this is unlike the issue that we've been talking about as far as redistricting, which that's an issue now in the Illinois Supreme Court. But that was a citizens' initiative. This was a legislative passed proposed constitutional amendment, which means it goes on the ballot. It took 3/5 majority support in both chambers to go on the ballot. Doesn't require even any action by the governor. It's done by joint resolution. So it's on the ballot. And the Secretary of State is obligated then to also send out a mailing to registered voters explaining the pros and the cons of this constitutional amendment. I'm not sure I've heard anybody that's against this constitutional amendment. Is there?
Neither have we, Rick. So that's a good thing. You know, we're hoping that, you know, today's show and people that continue to hear about this particular amendment start getting excited about it. You know, it is transportation. It doesn't excite a whole lot of people. But the reality of it is you know, there's no sign on a bridge that tells you whether or not that bridge is deficient. There's no sign on a road that tells you whether or not that road is deficient. The reality of it is our own Illinois Department of Transportation right now at the funding levels currently would say that 61% of highways and 87% of bridges will be in only in acceptable condition by 2020. Those are not good numbers. The reality of it is that we have to, at the very least right now, protect the transportation funds that go into transportation-related funds in order to fix those.
I mean, I suppose there is an argument to be made, though, about constricting and earmarking to a point that in a state that is certainly in a financial mess, and that's certainly why the $500 million got swept in the 2015 budget agreement. But is it fair to truly constrict the state's ability to spend when it needs to on other purposes?
Yeah, Rick, this is there is no question about it. This is a constitutional amendment. This is not just a referendum or some ballot question that appears.
And it's not a law that can be passed and then repealed in 2 years or something like that.
Exactly. And I'll say it this way. It's an extraordinary measure in extraordinary times. One of the reasons why it is so important that this amendment passes right now is because of the budget problems that we're faced with in the state of Illinois right now. 2015 was a great example. We took $500 million out of the road fund that which otherwise should have been used for multimodal transportation purposes. The reality of it is that if we continue to do that, the numbers that I've just stated on bridges and roads will severely decline over the next decade. You know, we're working on some numbers right now to find out what is the unfunded liability to the multimodal transportation system in the state of Illinois. And we're guessing right now that when those numbers come out, it's going to show that this is as bad as the pension crisis is in the state of Illinois. We need to do something about it, but we need to do something about it now.
Is it your thought that because of isolating this money away so that it can't be touched, that perhaps that could put even more pressure on in trying to come up with a comprehensive solution in sustainable funding of this state?
Yeah, I don't think so. But I can tell you that, you know, we're not the only state that has looked at this. I mean, there's other states like New Jersey and Wisconsin and other states that have been faced with the same budgetary problems that the state of Illinois has been faced with. I mean, this year alone, New Jersey's considering the same type of an amendment. In 2014, Wisconsin considered the same measure and it passed by wide margins. 80% of the people voted for it. 20% of the people voted against it. But the thing that people have to understand about the road fund is that albeit we have several special funds in the state of Illinois, and this happens to be one that we are singling out to protect particularly. And the reason why is because it is an extraordinary fund in the sense that over the winter months, the road fund does amass a fair amount of money in the billions of dollars that would otherwise be spent then in the next year. The legislature comes into session in January of every year, typically through May. And during that time, they're looking for places to patch the budget hole. one of the single largest funds that's out there because that money has been built up is the road fund. So unfortunately, we've been faced with, over the last decades, the legislature looking at that as part of the budget fix. We want to stop that. We want that money that's been paid for transportation to be used for transportation.
Well, I look at some of the numbers here, too. And I mean, you talk percentages, but, you know, 4,200 bridges in Illinois are in poor shape. Poor shape. Half of the roads in the state are in poor condition. And there comes with that, too, is not just the sweeping of money out of the road fund, but also the question of, you know, are we putting enough revenue into the road fund? And whether the state needs to take a look at that as well. I know that's not addressed by this amendment, but there is that issue of sustainability. And with Illinois, with its enormous transportation infrastructure, it takes a lot of money to just keep up and do the regular maintenance, let alone embark on, you know, needed improvements.
Yeah, Rick, agreed. You know, the latest studies that we've seen has shown that we have a lack of about $2 billion in additional income that's needed just to maintain the current state of the multimodal transportation system in the state of Illinois. But at this point in the budget crisis that we're in the state of Illinois, we don't see the path forward to fixing that in terms of, you know, raising any fees, levies, assessments, or anything on transportation. So the next best solution to that is let's protect what we already have.
Protect what you've got now, and then we'll take a look at the next step down the road.
Yes.
If there's a road that you can look down upon.
Yes.
Mark Paulus with the group called Citizens to Protect Transportation Funding. That's the umbrella organization for both business and labor that's pushing for voter support of a constitutional amendment on the November 8th ballot that will basically put transportation funding dollars in a lockbox so that they can't be used for non-transportation purposes. Mark, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN.